All right. So, as I said a little while ago, I really was feeling like tonight was kind of like a fireside chat. Because with all that's going on in the world, you know, every time you open that paper, if you have one, or get on the internet, it's not real good news. You know, stock market falling, double digits, triple digits, whatever it is. I want to tell you something first of all. Did you know, this is really important that you know this, okay? None of this is surprising God. Did you know that? Keep that one in your back pocket, that phrase, because you'll be able to use it a lot. You know what? Whatever happens, you go, you know what? This didn't surprise God. And that's really important because He knows what's going on. I'm still telling you, He knows how to take care of you. Our economy is not, the one we live in is not the one of this world. Let me just say this. You know, in Isaiah, when it talks about a world of increasing darkness, and in the midst of that, the light shines brighter and brighter, we all go, yeah, that's right. Well, let me tell you, that looks like something. You know what I'm saying? The light doesn't shine in the darkness when there's no darkness. Yes, there is trouble in the world. But God is raising up a people that doesn't look to the world for their security. See, otherwise we're going to be just as afraid as everybody else is. And if we're looking to the world system when we get pulled into it, then we start getting pulled down like everybody else. But that's not who you are. You are not of this world. You were born from above. You're a new creation. You belong to God now. You're His. And His world is different. Remember Jesus. Jesus came to bring His Father's world into this one. And then He gave us the very same mandate to do that. Which in part is about the healing. Absolutely. It's about those power encounters of seeing God break in where, you know, where we don't have answers, absolutely. But it's also about the day-to-day living. It's about relationships. It's about how we are trusting God to take care of us when everybody else is really afraid. It's all those things. And so, the other day, I was sitting at the computer, and I was trying to go about my business. You know, like, I got some emails to write. I got some things to do. And but inside of me, there was like, I don't know if turmoil is the right word, but it was like something was unsettling, and I was trying to push through that. You ever do that? You know, I got some things to do. I'm just going to ignore this stuff that doesn't feel right. Whether it's stuff in the world, part of it was, you know, just Lonnie Jr. and the Fullers and things that have been going on. But I'm going, no, I gotta write some emails. But you know what? I couldn't. And I'm sitting there trying to push through. And finally, like this amazingly simple revelation comes to me. Why don't you stop trying to push through and go spend time with God? Hey, now there's a good idea. So that's what I did. I went outside and opened it up. Actually, the very first scripture I opened up was Psalm 125. Very first one I read, verse 1, whoever trusts in the Lord is like Mount Zion, unshakable, it stands forever. That was the first verse that I read. I've been there to that mountain a few times now. So that was a real place. That psalmist was poetically looking at something and going, wow. When I really believe God and trust Him that He's good, I'm as unshakable as that mountain right there. But then I started reading Psalm 121. And as I did, this last week I found myself more weepy than usual. And it was a good weepy, but I was like just weeping through some of this just because of God's goodness. He was just flooding over me with his goodness. Like, wow, God, you're really this good. So I'm just going to read some of it, and we're going to see where we go here. In some ways, it seems like I'm doing kind of the same thing every time I speak, but I think part of it's because of the time we're living in right now. Like, there's just a huge, barrage of stuff against the world, and again, if we don't know who we are, if we're not resting in the goodness of God, we will get sucked in by it. And it is a choice, just like I had a choice sitting at that computer. I had a choice to just press on and through the something wrong, some turmoil inside of me, or I had a choice to stop and actually choose to believe God. And when I did, I'll just tell you now because I'll forget later, I'll forget the rest of the story, that when I did this, I went back to the things I needed to do. Oh, it was so easy. It was just, blowing through it because now I had the assurance of the goodness of God flowing through me. So let's just look at this together. Verse 1 of Psalm 121. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where's my help to come from? Or from whence cometh my help, as some of yours say. My help comes from Yahweh, from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Now again, this is interesting. This is a song of ascents. And so if we had it in the Hebrew, it would probably be pretty rhythmic to them marching. They're marching up the hill. They're going, again, we were where David's camp was, and they were probably marching up to the mountain, Jerusalem, to go be with the Lord. But of course, for us, we don't have to go somewhere to be with him because he's right here. So it's no longer, and I know a lot of times we feel closer to God in the mountains. That's great. That's wonderful. That's, great. Go to the mountains to meet with God, but you don't need to. He's right here. And so when we lift our eyes up, another more accurate metaphor would be to look within at the Holy Spirit within you to actually we're gazing in his eyes but he's also right here. And I think a lot of times we're reaching for God somewhere, oh God, where are you? Don't you care? Don't you see? And he's like, shh, I'm right here. I've always been here. I have never left you. I will never leave you. I'm not out there somewhere. So now we're looking right into his eyes. Looking right into his eyes. He says, and the psalm goes on, verse 3, may he save your foot from stumbling. May he, your guardian, not fall asleep. Or some of yours reads, he will not let you fall. Your protector is always awake. Okay, so he sees what's going on. God is brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. I don't know how he does it. How does he weave an infinite number of things into good when we all got different things going on? How does he do that? I don't know. But he is brilliant. And so he sees, he's looking at us. He knows where we are. And he says, you know what, my children, I'm not going to let you stumble. I'm going to read Psalm 37. Verses 23 and 24. I love this. It says, my scripture every time says Yahweh. I always translate it for you, the Lord, as I'm reading this. But I really like that too, Yahweh. There's something powerful about that name. Yahweh guides a strong man's and woman's steps and keeps them firm and takes pleasure in them. He keeps your steps firm and he takes pleasure in you. When he trips, he is not thrown sprawling, since Yahweh supports him by the hand. Can I tell you, all of you in this room, no matter what you think you may have done to disqualify yourself, you ain't that big. You know what I'm saying? Jesus has already pre-qualified you to walk with the Lord forever. And so when we stumble, whether that's, you know, little things or big things, I just want to just tell you the truth. That God says, you know what? I wasn't surprised by that. I saw that coming. And I still love you just as much as ever. Hasn't changed my love for you one bit. Now, come on. Let's go. We got some traveling to do. We got some people to love. See, when we sit and wallow in whatever it is, when we play that self-condemnation game, all we're doing is playing the enemy's game. That's all we're doing. And that will keep you pinned down. But I'm telling you something, that's not the Lord who's pinning you down. He gets misperceived that way. But that's actually the enemy. He's got a finger on you because you've agreed with him. Whatever your agreement is, I'm no good, I blew it, God doesn't love me. Well, if you agree, then you empower the enemy. That's the only way he gets any power, because he's got none over you. Jesus took all his power away from all believers. That's extremely scriptural. So how does he get that power? Well, it's when we get duped into believing him again. There's something about faith that's huge. Who we agree with is the one we empower. That's why I keep telling you over and over, keep agreeing with God's heart for you, because that's what sets you free. So it says he doesn't fall asleep. That's actually in Psalm 127. Let me read that one real quick. It's a real short psalm. I love this one too. If Yahweh does not build a house, in vain do its builders toil. If Yahweh does not guard a city, then in vain does its guard keep watch. In vain you get up earlier and put off going to bed, sweating to make a living. But it's he who provides for his beloved as they sleep. So there is this rest that he invites us into. And I want to keep encouraging and telling you the rest actually comes in when you believe how good he is. And again, as I was reading this, it was just washing over me and washing over me and washing over me. Verse 4, you see, he neither sleeps nor slumbers, the guardian of Israel. Verse 5, Yahweh is your guardian, your shade. Yahweh at your right hand. Now that's an interesting phrase. In battle, when you had the big shield in this hand, sometimes there's a whole body shield to keep you safe, and you're fighting with this hand, there's one spot is your weakness, and that's right here on your right side. And God says, I got you covered. So he says, I know you're in this battle. It's one that actually you've already won, but I want you to know I've got you covered. I've got those weak spots covered for you. Thank you, Jesus. That's how good he is. That's how good he is. Got you covered. By day the sun will not strike you, nor the moon by night. Again, a poetic way of saying it doesn't matter how big the scorching sun is. It doesn't matter if it's billions of miles around, got you covered. Or the moon at night, it doesn't matter, day or night, I have you covered. I know how to protect my children. And then right here, you know, there was just something that happened right there while I was sitting with the Lord, and I just felt it. I felt it all wash over me. And then I started to declare. And I really want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to declare things. When you're spending time with the Lord, journaling is great. It's wonderful. Reading the scriptures, there's a lot of good things to do. But I want to encourage you, say things out loud. when you're with God. And that's why, I don't know about you, but that's why I need to be alone with Him, because even when I'm with one other person, even if it's someone that I can trust, I still, it's different than when I'm by myself, what I can declare to the Lord. It's just different a little bit. And so I encourage you, a couple things I encourage you to do. First of all, if you at all struggle with experiencing God for any reason, I want to tell you, be very real with Him. And tell Him out loud exactly what's going on. Don't keep your thoughts in here and try to work them out and then give God an answer you think He wants to hear. Don't try to be the good daughter, the good son that never, you know what I'm saying, that never has a harsh word or whatever. You know what? God can take it. He can take it. And I know, I'm going to share this because I know he would let me and want me to. But when Lonnie Sr. a couple of days ago heard the news about Lonnie Jr. that the first round of chemo didn't reduce the tumors at all. He said, in fact, some of you got that email. He said, you know what? I got angry with God. And then He washed over me with His love. And that first part is so important. If he had just held it all in and tried to work it out in his mind and try to give God the nice answers that he thinks he ought to pray, he would not most likely have experienced that washing love over him. But God says, okay, son, get it out. Just get it out. You know, you're angry at me. It's okay. It's okay. Now let me tell you who I am. And now let me remind you how good I am. And the love began to wash over him. So that's one thing, is be real with God. But then the second thing is, when He begins to share His heart with you about how good He is, start declaring it out loud. I've told you that a lot of times about the love. You know, Daddy, you love me. I'm your boy. I'm your favorite. I mean, just get used to it. Start saying it out loud. But also right here, what hit me when I was reading this is I started declaring out loud, I will not be afraid of calamity. I will not be afraid of calamity. I will not be afraid of the economy, the world's economy. I will not be afraid of disease. I'm not, because you're good, God. You're good, you're good, you're good. And there's something about declaring it that does something. It not only states something to yourself, it's different when you say it out loud. You hear it differently. But also it's stating things to the heavenlies. It's stating things to even forces of evil that want to pick on you. And they go, oh, guess this isn't going to work anymore. Because you're figuring out who you are. Let me read a couple more verses from Psalm 37 that fit with this. Verses 18 and 19. This is about, again, not being afraid of calamity and things like that. Listen to this, verses 18 and 19 of Psalm 37. The lives of the just, that would be you and me, by the way. And if you need a quick refresher course on the good news of the gospel, the exchange life with Jesus. See, a lot of times we read these promises and we go, well, that's good for somebody else, but not for me. Jesus made you just. The lives of the just are in Yahweh's care. Their birthright will endure forever. They will not be put to shame when bad times come. In time of famine, they will have plenty. There are numerous examples in Scripture where the whole world's fallen apart, but not God's chosen. Where they've got some, right in the midst of famine, they've got plenty. So it really does have to do with, again, with agreement. It has to do with this remembrance. Remember who you are. Remember whose you are. The last couple of verses of Psalm 121. Yahweh guards you from all harm. He guards your life. He guards your comings and goings, henceforth and forever. Now, I understand the struggle sometimes. I really do understand it when life circumstances don't look a certain way. Or just taking the case of Art and Donna Fuller's son, and we go, you know, you could start to reason it out, and you go, God, they were serving you. This is, you know, we can really build a really good case against God pretty quickly in our minds up here. We say, God, they were serving you. They were, you know, his life was way too short. He was loving all these people. God, what's going on? When we were, I want to tell you this because I believe, I know this is true. I don't know how it's true, but I know it's true. That today when we were standing up and that when we were in the midst of that standing ovation for Aaron and his life, right in that moment, the Spirit was speaking to my spirit and saying, there was no better time in history for this to happen, for the most people to be affected by the gospel in Aaron's life. I was aware that I'll explain this in a minute, but if Aaron had lived to 80 or 90, probably almost all those people in the room would not have been there. They would have all gone on with their lives, different things. I don't know how it all works, but I know God knows perfect in all his timing. I'm convinced, I know not everybody would agree with me, but I'm convinced of this. I'm convinced that God owns us, and therefore we don't go home back with him until he says so. I really believe that with all my heart, that he's got the final say in that one. And so When we don't have the answers to all the why questions, some of the struggles we go through, the hard times, we really have a couple choices. We can either try to work it all out in our minds and really, I already told you, it's okay to talk to God about these things. As long as you're in relationship with him, dialoguing with him, wanting to know his heart, then he says, cool, it's okay, let's talk. But if it's all in your mind, if you're having this one-sided dialogue with God where you're not allowing him in, but you're building a case against him, you're going to go like this. You're going to go down, and so we have a choice. And really, what God is teaching us is to learn how good he is, to learn to see the blessings. It is amazing. When we are looking for the blessings of God, we see them in everything. And I will tell you, Art and Donald will be the first to tell you, they have been bowled over by God's blessings in these last couple weeks. They're just flabbergasted. You know, here are parents who did not expect to be at their son's, you know, memorial service. That was not part of their life's plan. And yet, because over the last several years, they have cultivated a heart of gratitude and a heart of seeing the blessings and a heart of knowing God is good, then even in the midst of this, all they have seen is one blessing after another. And as Lonnie already said, they were champions tonight. They were heroes. Because their love for God was on display to all. They weren't putting on a show trying to be brave. They knew the goodness of God, and it came through. So who is this God? I mean, who is he? I still, there are times where I think I know. There are times where I think I know. And of course, I know some of who he is. But then there are other times where I go, you know what? I don't think I have a clue yet how good he is. And there are just certain times where I go, wow, God, wow. Let me read one psalm, Psalm 97. This is just about the raw power of God, this amazing God. Yahweh is king. Let the earth rejoice. The many isles be glad. The clouds enfold him. Righteousness and judgment, the foundations of his throne. Fire goes before him, sets ablaze his enemies all around. His lightning flashes light up the world. The earth sees it and quakes. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all nations see his glory. Shame on all who serve images, who pride themselves on their idols, who bow down. Bow down to him, all you gods, you idols. Zion hears and is glad. The daughters of Judah exult because of your judgments, Lord. For you are Yahweh, most high over all the earth, far transcending all gods. Yahweh loves those who hate evil. He keeps safe his faithful. He rescues them from the clutches of the wicked. Light dawns for the upright and joy for the honest hearts. So rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in Yahweh, you who are upright. Praise his unforgettable holiness. This God who we can read this and go, and we know, and if we're in his presence, if the Lord showed up in all of his glory right now, we would be on our faces, unable to breathe. In his goodness, he only reveals portions at a time because we aren't ready. But I'm telling you, this awesome God is totally for you. It's both. He is in control of everything. He has all power. We don't even understand the magnitude of his power. Everything must submit to him. Everything, everyone. But this amazingly awesome, powerful God loves you, has chosen you, and is absolutely for you. It's one thing to know he's all powerful, but if he's not a good God, that's trouble. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's good. He's really, really good. He's good. So this is what I want to do. That's you know what? That's all I got. He's just good. That's what I got. That's what's going to get you through this. It's what'll get you through everything. It really will. This is what we're going to do. I gave Matt a CD. So if you can go to track 10, Matt, in just a second here. And actually, Matt, go ahead and play tracks 10, 11, and 12. This is going to be three different psalms in a row. And what I want you to do is take this in. Take it in. Soak it in. The first one's going to be Psalm 91, but it's powerful. Matt, what's the name of the CD? Prayers in the Desert? From the Desert. Prayers from the Desert by Wesley Campbell. Prayers from the Desert by Wesley Campbell. So just in case later on you're wondering, like, what is this and how would I get it? The second one is the 23rd Psalm, and the third one is, I believe, the one we just read, the Psalm 127. So, because I told you agreement matters to God, if you're wondering, whatever it is you're going through, if you're wondering, God, how am I going to get through this? I'm telling you, honestly, as you listen to these, and as you take them in, and as you agree in your heart, things shift. They do. And you are the light of the world, and you're not gonna hide that light. And God's gonna make sure, because He said He's gonna start and He's gonna finish what He started in you. So He's gonna make sure you get this, that He's really, really good, because He has to have a people who represent Him, who knows He's good. That's how we're different. Okay, so go ahead and get comfortable. This will be like, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes total, And at the end of that time, we'll pray for people and all the rest. But honestly, I believe this is your biggest ministry right now. It's going to be the Holy Spirit right to you. You're going to hear some things and agree with some things. If you're hearing something that resonates a yes in your spirit, go ahead and say it out loud. Just say, "Yes, Lord, I agree with that," whatever it is, so that you're participating with Him. Go ahead, Matt. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. Man. Go ahead, Matt.
Way out, Matt.
Psalm 91, the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the shelter.
Thank you, Lord. You know, it's To be honest with you, I had forgotten about that last part when I listened to the first part of that last track, and I'd forgotten about the part about the quiver full. It's really appropriate that Allison spoke tonight because of the joy that's in her, even though she had the miscarriages. And the cool thing is how God hears the heart and knows the heart. So all of you have the opportunity to have many, many, many children, whether you have them in the natural or not. And so I just want to encourage you with that. We are all mothers and fathers in the Spirit if we choose to be, if we choose to love on others, love on children. So I wanted to remind you also, this is Paul, Philippians 1:6, I am quite confident that the one who began a good work in you will go on completing it until the day of Christ Jesus comes. And so I'm declaring to you, from God's point of view, you are already victorious. You're already overcomers. In fact, this is the truth, really. You've already crossed the finish line. And yet, the way we see it, we're still walking it out. But he says, trust me, I know how to get you there. Because God's outside of time. He already sees the done deal. He sees you as a done deal in Christ. So take courage and I thought tonight, let me just pray a blessing over you first. Father, I want to ask your immense blessing over a single person in this room. Father, thank you for perfect provision, perfect health, perfect just taking care of us in every single way. You told us not to be afraid. You would take care of us. Fix our gaze as we believe you, as we rest in you. So God, thank you for that blessing. And I'm asking, Holy Spirit, help us. We're all asking, Holy Spirit, help us. Because you are the counselor, the wonderful one, sent the one who comes alongside of us. And we need that help. So when we are back in our minds trying to work it all out, would you apprehend us and pull us up into the presence of the one who so loves us, the presence of the one who has it all figured out already. Would you teach us how to rest in you? Teach us, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Allison, you were going to come up with Karina, so why don't you guys come on up? And you know what God put on my heart just as we were listening to this CD is, there's a number of you who just went through the God's Generals class. And so if you were part of that, I think it just ended last week, but if you're part of that, I want to invite you actually to come up if you want to and pray for people. These are people who have, so come up now as I'm talking about it. These are people who kind of studied all of the major, movers of their times, those who really walked in the power, the authority of Christ, the ones who saw lots of miracles. So go ahead and spread out a little bit so people can... Oh, good. I knew there was a bunch of you. So... Yeah. So God, would you fill the atmosphere right now with faith? Just fill it with belief that you are good, you are good, you are good. See, if we don't believe God's good, why would we come get prayer? But he is astoundingly good. And I want to tell you, some of you, you know, you received prayer several times about something and you're saying, I don't know. Can I just encourage you, if God prompts your heart, come up again, get prayer again. I assure you, every time we pray, good things are happening. God is listening, and sometimes at just the right time, there's a key thing that happens, and boom, you know, there's a release of whatever it is we've been waiting for. So don't give up hope. He's so good. So if you'd like prayer, please come on up, and otherwise, just bless each other. All right.